Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
And I'm Diana. Hi, it's been a while.
好久不见哦！我想今天是肯定我们很多节目的特别老听众，特别喜欢想念 Diana 的听众，对大家来说是一个大大的惊喜。那戴安娜之前在开研，然后我们一起录节目，受到很多录的课程受到很多用户的喜爱，但是后来对你就回美国对吧？美籍华人，然后、It really has been quite a while， 七八年了吧回去
？Yeah， and it's been 8 years， yes。
对，然后最近机缘巧合，我们两个又联系上了，也是戴安娜非常 kindly， 我说，哎呀，你有没有时间，有没有兴趣再跟我来录一些音呢？现在我就是还是在做这个潘吉杰尼告诉你 ，and you so kindly said yes.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I really, really enjoyed podcasting at Open Language, and when you offered this opportunity, I couldn't turn it down.
对，因为现在其实我们之后的节目，哎，我想可以专门做一集啊，跟戴安娜聊聊她回美国以后的生活。但总之，她现在就是有点时间能够回来做嘉宾。I don't know, we both don't know how long this will last, but we will enjoy it while it lasts, 是吧
？Yes, I'm currently on a job search. I've been in product design for about 5 years now, and you know, the economy's been pretty tough, so it's been kind of a tough search.
是，戴安娜回美国以后，其实也非常棒啊，就开始学产品设计，也开始做产品设计。而且我问了她，她说 UI、UX 这些就什么都会。但是，现在一个是美国经济的不明朗，然后还有就 AI 的影响嘛，所以确实也对这个 job market 有很大的影响，所以你现在正是从前一个岗位上面下来要找一个新工作， so you have some free time on your hand, right?
Yes.
好，所以我们听众如果你正好在找 product designer 也可以联系戴安娜哦。
Yes, I'd be happy for any introductions. It'salways helpful to know the person that you're working with too.
好，大家可以在我们节目下面留言，我会转达。好，那今天戴安娜来到我们的节目，我们要讲讲就我们女生啊，其实是 everyone 都很有兴趣的事情，那就是省钱 ，save money.
Yes, and also shopping.
对，主要就是你 shopping 的时候怎么能够省一点钱 ，right?
Luckily, we have Double 11 and an upcoming Black Friday for shoppers to score big.
哎，没错。那我们今天呢，就来讲讲这个双十一和美国的黑五啊 ，Black Friday。
Mm-hmm.
好，那先讲双十一好吧。戴安娜，你在国内的时候，那时候已经有了是吧
？Yes, it was a huge shopping day already.
哎，双十一英语怎么讲啊？
Yeah, so here I see brands using the term Singles Day more often.
就是近几年也有很多美国的品牌、美国的商家会在双十一做促销，但他们还是用就因为中国最以前这个双十一也不是买东西，而是叫光棍节。So in the States, 反而就他还是在用这个最 OG、最原始的名字，是吧
？Yes, exactly.
Okay, Singles Day in the U.S. 好，那这个 Double 11搞了那么多年哈，每年都有一些新变化。那比如今年的双十一，就可以看到，其实在中国的消费者当中，大家越来越重视品质，然后售后的质量，而不光光是在这一天就打折买便宜的东西。
Yeah, and the same can be seen in the U.S., where consumers are shifting their priorities toward product quality and after-sales service, such as the return and exchange process.
Shifting consumer priorities, shifting 就是改变，就是 change or changing 的意思 right?
Mm-hmm, yes. I would say, though, shifting kind of means a slower, more gradual change as opposed to a sudden overnight change.
啊，对，是比较循序渐进的。好，那现在在改变的呢，是消费者最重视的东西。这个英语我们可以用
priorities。
Okay, so priorities 就是你觉得最重要的事情。比如说人生，我们每一个人都会有一些 life priorities, right?
Mm-hmm, right. And at work, for example, you might have certain things that you value more than others.
啊，对。So what are consumers prioritizing these days?
Product quality and after-sales service. And this kind of together signals a more mature market.
其实现在的消费是越来的越理性。
Right, consumers are being more rational with their consumption.
Okay, so rational 就是理性、理智的意思哈。
Right, so you might think about, you know, is this a good quality product? Is it worth the money? And more importantly, do you actually need it?
所以这个理性消费啊 ,rational consumption,它还有一个对立面，冲动消费 ，right?
Yes. So if you always make impulsive buys,
啊，所以那个叫 impulsive buys、mm-hmm. or make impulsive buys. 就我们也可以叫它 impulsive consumption. But if you say make impulsive buys, 就更口语一点。
Right. So they act on maybe their feelings and their emotions instead of on logic or reason.
但是呢，与此同时，当然现在这个直播啦，然后整个社交媒体和买东西的整合是非常非常的深入。
Yeah, I heard live stream shopping is a pretty big thing in China, but in the US, it hasn't really caught on yet.
其实 TikTok 啊，就是直播带货在国外也挺多的，但可能就是不像中国这么 widespread,、mm-hmm. 这么的普遍。
Right, so...There's still a huge influencer culture in the US, but most of it's going to be maybe like sponsored content as opposed to live streaming.
那当然现在还有就什么东西都要跟 AI 相关嘛。特别 shopping, 这个商家可以卖更多适合你的东西哈。但是作为消费者 I just find I need to be rational. 我要自己一定要有控制力要
control. Yeah.Right, right. I mean, sometimes it is helpful because you are now aware of other options, but other times it is a little too much.
对，总之现在就是 AI 的整合是非常深度。
Right. So there's a lot of deep AI integration.
好，那讲完这些趋势以后，我们来看看双十一到底哪些东西卖得好，哪些牌子卖得好。
Yes, let's look at some of the top performers.
都是一些大家熟悉的大品牌啦，再加上他们很多就也都是卖贵的东西。所以如果光看这个商品交易总额的话 they're dominated by these big, huge brands.
So here we're talking about GMV, gross merchandise volume.
如果大家是做业务的，可能对这个三个字母都不陌生啊。
You know, more colloquially, you could say sales.
Sales, 销售额。双十一真的是一个好的机会让消费者可以囤货。
Right. And when you stock up, a lot of those savings definitely add up over time.
囤货英语就叫做
stock up. And not only is it a great time to stock up, it's also a good time to save on big ticket items.
Ticket 是票。这里跟什么 tickets 有啥关系呢?
It kind of just means it's got a very large price.
Big ticket items 就是讲贵的东西。那我们就来看看双十一卖的特别好 GMV 特别高的一些商品啊。其实这些大类呢也都是 big categories。像你刚刚讲的 big ticket items, 自然而然就想到什么电脑呀手机呀 iPad 这些。
Right, so all the tech and gadgets. But I think when we talk about gadgets, it's going to be something that's a little harder to categorize, unlike TVs and computers and phones. So they're usually smaller items.
而且常常是一些比较新奇的 like some creative or innovative items.
Right, right.
还有卖得很好的 就是游戏，游戏机。
Yes, you can never forget about gaming consoles.
游戏机叫 gaming consoles, 所以不叫 gaming machine, 是吧？
No.
好，那除了这些 tech and gadgets 以外，还有就是家用电器 ,right? Another huge category.
Home appliances.
Okay, so home appliances. 那这个真的是可大可小啊。
Yes, they're all considered home appliances.
好，那另外一个大类呢，特别对于女性而言哈，就是保养品啦，护肤品，还有化妆品。
Skincare and cosmetics.
Cosmetics, we're talking about makeup, right?
Yes.
其实双十一 GMV 高的还是一些大品牌，比如雅诗兰黛啦、欧莱雅啦这些。
That would be Estee Lauder and L'Oreal.
特别他们现在都是很大的集团，所以他们旗下 they own so many different brands, 便宜到贵都有。
And in fact, a lot of people will look for dupes of the more expensive, higher-end brands.
Oh, yeah, that's a great word. Dupes, D-U-P-E-S, 就是平替。
Right, so for example, L'Oreal being such a huge parent company, they own more affordable brands that you could find at the drugstore, and they also own a lot of higher-end brands that you might find at, for example, Sephora.
好，那最后看的一个大类呢，就是我们的服装服饰
，apparel。
apparel 这个词跟 clothes 或者 clothing 有什么区别啊
？So apparel encompasses everything that you would wear. So from jewelry and clothing all the way to shoes. Whereas clothing is usually just about what you wear on your body.
OK, 所以它只是涵盖一个大类，从头到脚，对吧？衣服啊，然后鞋子啊，饰品啊，还有我觉得它也是比较正式的一个词，就是 you know, when we're talking about 这种 category, 大的品类 right, we'll say apparel, 但是如果你平时你说我要买一件衣服，双十一买衣服， you just say, yeah, buy some clothes on Double Eleven, 你不会说 I'll buy some apparel.
Yeah, that does sound a little strange when you're talking to a friend.
这两年全球的一个大趋势就是这种运动休闲类的品牌，像 Lululemon 啊，还有最近很红的这个 Aloe Yoga, 现在都卖非常好。
Right. Yeah, we call that athleisure.
Yeah, athleisure, athletic, 运动 leisure, 休闲。Do you like those brands?
I do. It's a lot more comfortable, but still pretty fashionable.
I always just look and buy dupes for these, 因为我觉得它这正价的好贵。
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have told me that to them it's worth the splurge, but I'm just like you, most of my clothing are no-name brands.
Okay, 那戴安娜刚刚用一个特别好的词 splurge 啊，这个就是 dupe 的反义词 right? It's the opposite of a dupe.
Yeah, you almost never splurge on a dupe. You usually splurge on the name brand item.
那我们看完双十一以后呢，就是美国的黑五。说老实话，黑五 biggest shopping day in the U.S. 这名字我觉得听上去就像一个恐怖片，像一个 horror movie.
That's kind of funny. I never thought of it that way because to me, Black Friday is always just a huge shopping day.
OK, 那它其实就每年都在礼拜五，然后呢，是因为它是在感恩节 ,which is always 在礼拜四的后一天，是吧
?Exactly. So Thanksgiving is always on the fourth Thursday of November, and Black Friday is always the day after.
好，那讲到美国的黑五，其实卖的好的东西就是从 category 大类来讲呢，比如说 of course tech and gadgets very popular, smartphones, your laptops and gaming consoles, 这几年 well I think both China and US 就是耳机，特别现在无线耳机。
Okay, so those are the wireless earbuds and headphones.
Wireless 就无线啊，然后 earbuds 就是像那个苹果，它叫 AirPod， 对吧？你就塞在耳朵里的。So headphones 通常就比较大的，就 they cover your ears， 是吧？
So they'll almost always have some kind of a band that goes over your head, or sometimes at the back of your head, And then they will have a piece that goes on and surrounds your ear.
对，我觉得对很多 gamer 来说啊，打游戏的他一定要这个，就戴那个 earbuds 很没感觉，是吧？
Right, right. And sometimes they want that noise cancellation too.
啊，就是能够消除外面的噪音啊 ，noise cancellation。好，那还有呢，在美国这个 home appliances 啊，电器。特别是 kitchen appliances， 我觉得就是会反映出中美吃东西啊饮食文化的差异。比如说，在中国你那种什么炖锅、蒸锅啊，还有养生壶，就选择很多。但是 you know if I 我讲到加拿大，在美国 ，because people don't use those things， 所以你就买不到有好品牌的，就都是那些没听过的品牌。
I see. So not only kitchen appliances, but we also see some differences in purchases regarding entertainment systems.
诶，那讲到这种 entertainment 娱乐啊，娱乐系统，在美国今年什么受欢迎？
Portable movie projectors.
哦，真的吗？投影仪 portable 就是可以带到别的地方。
Mm-hmm. Right. So as long as you have a pretty flat wall or canvas, you can watch a movie on it.
我觉得这个 projector 以前在国内很红，但现在 I don't know, I'm not sure. 好，那当然 apparel 像我们刚刚讲到 athleisure 的这些啊、also a big category. 然后还有一个，其实不光是在美国啦，现在中国也特别红的，就是像 Labubu 这样，就泡泡玛特这种可以收藏的小玩偶。双十一黑五也是 you know a huge category.
Right, these are collectibles.
To collect, 收藏是吧？然后这些、mm-hmm. 它不光是一个什么小玩具，它是有更大的价值，更特别的。So we call them collectibles.
Right, and this is driven by fandom culture and internet trends.
Fandom 就是 F-A-N 粉丝对吧？
Mm-hmm,
一个 Labubu fan，、
right.
然后这个 fandom 这个词后面加 D-O-M， 就好像我们说一个国家一个什么 kingdom。一个王国、
right.
它 fandom 就有一点这个意思，就我们都是这个帝国里面的粉丝 right the Labubu kingdom 里面的 fans so fandom 、
yes.
好，那我们今天的节目就差不多了，最后想问问 Diana 你 Black Friday 的时候会买很多东西吗？
I try not to spend too much, but you know with Christmas around the corner I definitely do need to shop for some people
对，就是接下来圣诞节买礼物 So this is a good opportunity to get some savings
Mm-hmm, right
好，那我们今天的节目就要结束了 Once again, I'm so happy to have Diana back After many, many years 那也期待接下来的一段时间都跟 Diana 一起为大家带来更多的节目
And similarly, I'm very happy to be here Until next time
Yeah, until next time, take care, guys. 我们下周再见。
Bye.